get to know us. This is we're gonna try to stick to 1 minute lightning round where we're asking each other mystery questions we've come up with beforehand. Yes. So I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Most unexpected truth or fact about you.
Wait, what? Stop. Say it one more time.
Most unexpected truth or fact about you.
I don't know.
Something that people would not expect.
I feel like people don't expect it, they still expect it. So I don't. That's a very tough question. I don't know.
Or more surprising. I'll go from mine first.
Okay.
Or you want?
No, you could go first because I don't have an answer right now. I don't know, really.
I grew up as an only child, but I'm the youngest of 9 siblings on my father's side.
Oh, that's good, because now I could just copy yours, because I think most people don't know about that.
Yeah, most people don't know that about me.
Okay, good. Thanks for helping me out with that, because I'm just going to steal it. I think most people think I'm the only child, because I think I probably act like I'm the only child, but I have 3 brothers, and I'm the only girl, and I'm the oldest. So, yeah, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Oh, your turn.
Okay, first question. Do you want more tattoos, and how many?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, of course.
How many more?
Right now, I only have 3, mm-hmm. So she's got me beat. And how many more? I mean, yeah. I will get as many more as I'm inspired to get. I do, you know, I do know I want to get like one on my hand and like a couple more. So I don't know. I wouldn't put a number on it. I love tattoos.
I want a whole lot. Like, I want my sleeves to be covered. Like, I want this mm-hmm. to be covered. I might want, like, a few, like, little small ones here somewhere. And I think I want, like, my calf and my thighs, like, tattoos in that area. So, I want a lot more.
So, both of us want a lot.
I want a whole lot.
I think we've gone well over 1 minute, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most romantic place you've been to? Most romantic place you've been to in your entire life?
My entire life?
Or whatever. What comes to mind?
Most romantic place that I've been to.
Yes.
Ew. Wow. See, I don't have time to think. Because I have to really think. Most romantic place that I've been to?
Oh. I have to think too. I don't know.
I don't know because, like, I don't remember. I don't know the most romantic place. I don't think I've been to something that was super romantic, but I had romantic moments, and I think, like, romantic dinners I have just throughout, you know, which was very cute. Mm-hmm. I like, I don't really like surprises, but I like sentimental, like, handcrafted and handmade things. So ooh, like when you made me my birthday card, that was really sweet. That was romantic. So that happened for me.
I made you a birthday card?
Yeah, for one of my birthdays. You made it. You had like some scraps and stuff and you like cut it up. And actually, remember you was looking for those cards? You used one of the cards too for my birthday card. You're trying to look for the cards to play a space with. You used the 8.
Oh, I did make a card.
Yeah, so that was romantic to me. So stuff like that.
That was cool. That was a nice card. Yeah. I forgot about
moments
that.
Moments like that, like.
Yes. For me.
But what I would want my romantic.
Go ahead.
For it to be out on a yacht. So you can take me on a yacht. Okay. Anyway.
What? A yacht?
Yeah, you can take me on a good cruise. I would love that. Just put it out there.
Well, we went on, didn't we go on?
But like, I want like a day. Like, I want it to be like they have dinner ready.
Did we never do that?
And candlelight. Oh, no, we did not. And like music playing.
We said we were.
And it's just really us. But I mean, if other people there, I don't care. But anyway.
Okay. Let me think for me. Well, I was thinking about in terms of place, like a place.
Yeah.
Like that I visited in my life. I'll say the most romantic place I've visited will be Italy. Italy is very beautiful.
That's romantic.
Yes. I went to a place called Lago di Garda, and I went to Venice, and that was very, very beautiful. Mm. This is before we met. Mm-hmm. And then the most romantic thing that we had a lot of things, but I remember when I had my own business, the night before, Leah Rose came over, just before we lived together, and bought me a nice card. I think it had dogs because I love dogs on the front. And a cupcake because I love food. I love cupcakes.
Yeah,
that was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Is my turn? Oh, your turn.
Oh, no, it's my question. Second question. Are you a brand person or a style person? Now, let me explain. Brand meaning, do you like designer clothes?
Okay.
So you like a brand. I'm not calling you a whore. Like brand whore. Or are you like, oh, I'm into style, so it doesn't matter what the brand is. Like, which one do you prefer? You into designer brands or you like just style?
Oh,
style based?
No. I would say I'm like a Etsy girl in terms of like I prefer unique, vintage, thrifted, handmade clothes, unique one of a kind pieces. So the majority of my clothes I've either thrifted or I've gone to different stores, but I've either thrifted or like I've had shirts made for me, just stuff like that. I love stuff like that. I mean, I could appreciate a good brand, but that's not what I look for. It's more uniqueness of style. Mm. And I like quality of the cloth. Mm-hmm. I could get into that. I love a good tailor.
Mm. I knew you would say that.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm not really big into like designer brand stuff like that. I can appreciate it, but I can do without. So I would say I'm more like style, like finding pieces somewhere. Of course, I want good quality. And if I would like dabble into like the brand, I would do like luxury like bags, like a designer, you know, book bag, like MCM. That's really it. But other than that, no, I don't really care about that.
Last questions. I have to read what I wrote first. Mm-hmm. One thing that always makes you laugh. What's one thing that always makes you laugh, no matter what?
Well, that's a hard question. I laugh at many things. I'm very silly and sometimes very childish. So if someone's tripping, I will laugh. Someone run into something, I
that
will laugh.
That your birthday that time.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Anyway, whatever. It's not about me tripping and falling. But I laugh about anything. Everything makes me laugh. I have a like really good sense of humor. It just depends. I like dry humor. I like people who is like just nonchalant, but it's really funny. You make me laugh. The things our dog do, she makes us laugh. So
she's a diva.
A lot of things, really. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There's a lot of things that make me laugh. I don't know. I like to see the positivity in life. I like to laugh at things. I think that is very important. Laughter is medicine.
Right.
So I think the most important thing is to be able to laugh at yourself. And not in terms of like making fun of yourself, but you know, like have fun with yourself. Be goofy. And that's one thing in our relationship that we can do. We're always goofy together.
Yes.
And that's, I think, what makes me laugh.